A new study out today shows that many women with ovarian cancer are not getting the best care, a type of abdominal surgery called debulking, along with life-prolonging drug treatment that doctors don't often recommend, perhaps because it's too time-consuming. In addition, the study recommends that women seek out surgeons who have performed at least 10 of these surgeries, but there aren't that many of them. The study made the front page of the New York Times. Reporter Denise Grady joins us. And Denise, in a nutshell, why aren't women getting this care?
There seem to be a variety of reasons. Some of it is that women don't know that there are specialists in treating ovarian cancer, particularly for the surgery. And so a lot of them wind up being operated on by doctors who are either not specialists in the surgery or who do so little of it that they're not really experts in it.
Well, this is where our first question came in. Do the doctors not even know that they're not experts in a surgery that could prolong or even save a patient's life?
What people in the field are telling us is that there just are cases where doctors ought to be referring women to these expert surgeons who are called gynecologic oncologists, but the referrals are just not happening. And, you know, the darkest interpretation that some of them make is that doctors do not want to lose the fees that they would lose by referring the patient. Some of the other problems that come up, though, are that there are people who are living in remote parts of the country and find it hard to travel, and so they wind up sticking with a local doctor. You also have cases where people come in and they have vague symptoms and it is mistaken for something else, and people start operating on them thinking that there's some kind of an intestinal problem. And once they start the surgery, they realize, oh my goodness, no, it's ovarian cancer, and they do the best they can. But if they are not expert surgeons, the best they can just might not be good enough.
Well, you profile a nurse who was going to have her gynecologist do surgery, but her sisters went online and did some searching and found that there was, as you said, a gynecological oncologist who would do it at a major cancer center and it would be better, and she did. So people are sort of coming.
And that was in 2001, and she is still around to tell that story.
Well, and that's going to be amazing to people who are familiar with ovarian cancer. Tell us more about ovarian cancer. I mean, the phrase sends a chill through a lot of people because it is thought to be hard to diagnose, and you wouldn't expect to normally be hearing people living that long.
Yeah, people do tend to think of it as one of the bad ones and a death sentence. It doesn't have symptoms when it's early most of the time. So something like 70% of the cases are diagnosed at stage 3, which means that it has started spreading around inside the abdomen, and so you really need aggressive treatment. And if you are a candidate for this very rigorous kind of therapy, it really can extend your life with a decent quality of life. There are people who are living longer. It is a possibility.
Well, one doctor you spoke with said if this was breast cancer and 2/3 of women were not getting care according to recommended guidelines, there would be a huge outcry. But as this is pointing out, this is unknown to a lot of women. Tell us more about the 61-year-old nurse who had ovarian cancer and had this debulking. She said it was like picking Rice Krispie-looking tumors off of her abdominal organs. Tell us why so few doctors do this life-saving surgery.
It's a very complicated surgery, and it sounds like it can be almost tedious, and these operations can take 6 or 8 hours. The thing that fascinated me about this, too, was one of the doctors that I talked to said that even though this cancer spreads, the thing that is on your side, in your favor with it, is that although it spreads around inside the abdomen, it actually is less likely than some other kinds of cancers to get into the bloodstream and the lymph system and spread around to other distant organs. Surgeons actually can pull it off.
Yeah. Well, the other part of the treatment after the surgery is the drug therapy called IP therapy. Now, you spoke earlier about how gynecologists may not want to, you know, this sounds very dark, but they may not want to send women to these specialists because they don't want to lose the surgery fees themselves. And you discovered that it might also be possible that some people don't want to deliver this IP therapy because it's very time-consuming, and thereby they lose money by having to spend so much time on one therapy?
That is what one of the doctors said. This therapy involves taking the chemotherapy and pumping it into the abdomen to get at whatever cancer might be left after the surgery. You know, it involves putting about 2 quarts of fluid into the abdomen. It takes longer. People need more intravenous fluids after the treatment. So it is just a bit more complicated, but about 3 of the doctors I talked to all independently used the same expression when they were talking about it. They said, you know, it's a little more difficult, but it's not rocket science.
Denise Grady, reporter for The New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you.